Hello.
Hi, this is Brittany calling back from customer support.
Yes. Hi, Brittany. Did I just talk to you?
I'm not sh I don't think so.
You don't think so? I was just talking to somebody over there about trying to return this Goliath Max Performance stuff.
I can look into that for you, but please go ahead and provide me with your zip code.
It's 33410. You guys do take returns?
No, ma'am, we do have a no return policy.
Okay, but when I first ordered it, there was a return policy, and it said all I had to do was call the phone number 877-227-6989. Does that sound familiar?
I'm not sure because I know we do have a no return policy.
Okay.
On certain products. What was your first and last name again?
It's Jetson Brown, JETSON, brown like the color.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm wanting to know, because it said on the thing that I could return it if I called that phone number and got, what's the name of the thing it said that I needed? Hold on one second. Okay, so I plan to get a sample, a return merchandise authorization number. It said it required that to return the items in the agreement that I was online.
I'm not sure. I said we do have a no return policy on certain products.
Right, but in my thing it said I could return it if I called that number.
Ma'am, there's no need to return it. Your account is already canceled out. So were you
Okay.
calling about a charge?
Yeah, I mean, I got these charges, and so I've been trying since September 1st to call that number and to return the items. But the number, I don't know if it got disconnected or why. I can't get a hold of anybody in that number.
Let's see. Well, right now your account is already in the chargeback status, meaning whoever you filed a dispute with, they've already took on over this account because their dispute was already went through. Once your dispute already goes through your financial institute or your credit card company, it blacklists your account. And once your account is blacklisted, there's nothing else we can do on the account as far as when it comes to refunds or anything. So if you're calling in about a refund, what you have to do is speak with your financial institute because they're the ones that blacklisted this account. So any charges that you're calling about, you have to speak with them about. But there's
Really? Okay.
nothing we can do on the account.
Man, they said that I had to talk to you guys. So they're
No, ma'am,
oh.
the dispute has already went through and it already blacklisted your account. Once that dispute went through and your account is blacklisted, no, ma'am, there's nothing else we can do on the account.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for
If
calling, ma'am.
can I give a little feedback? I know it's not you guys. When I ordered it, I didn't get an email to confirm my order, and I also wasn't able, like I said, to call the phone number that it said to call. So can I just give feedback for y'all that it made this whole process really difficult, and I know it's not your fault, but I would give, I mean. If there was even way to like bad marks on that, because it's been a really difficult thing to try to, because I tried to, I tried to cancel the order before I even got any charges, but I hadn't been able to get a hold of you through that number to do that, and I didn't get an email to confirm anything. So I had no confirmation. That made, like I said, this process really difficult. Hello? Don't know if you pushed
Yes,
mute.
ma'am, I'm listening.
Okay. I guess that's it. I don't know who you can tell that to, but I wouldn't recommend this product to anybody solely based on that fact. I appreciate you listening, and you've been helpful. But that's feedback that I would appreciate you getting to whoever takes orders or is in charge of that sort of thing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll go ahead and notate that in your account as well.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
All right, take care.
You too.